Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending March the 10th, 2024. Had a busy week. I've been working on Punks vs. Zombies. So I've written four new episodes for that. So I'm now up to episode 29 that is finished. So I've done all the kind of audio, video stuff for that. So that is ready to go, all scheduled on my various platforms where it's being published. So yeah, really pleased with that. Really enjoying the story, having a lot of fun with these chapters actually. So hopefully that will come through in the writing. In terms of reading this week, not much. I've been listening to a bit of the Book of Yokai, which is, I mentioned it last week, about Japanese folklore and monsters and things like that. Mostly just been listening to podcasts, watching TV with my family. So what was it? We finished watching The Traitors, the US version of Traitors. So as a family, we've watched the UK version, and then we watched the Australian version, and then we watched the US version. So yeah, I think as a family, I think we enjoy TV shows where there's Prisoner's Dilemma meets Physical Challenges. But yeah, it's interesting actually, because there's like a lot of culture stuff with comparing, you know, well, I suppose it is just within the programs, but the kind of culture that comes across with the British version, American, Australian. So there's a lot of similarities, it seems, with the UK and Australian versions in terms of the personalities. You know, maybe the Australians are a bit more brusque, a little bit more sarcastic, a bit more ribbing with the humour. But the Americans, my goodness, I don't know whether it's just a kind of symptom of the, what do you call it, like the reality TV kind of thing over there, but it's a lot more combative. They just seem to grate on each other, characters, a lot more insults being thrown around, a lot more distrust. So yeah, it's interesting. I don't know whether that speaks to kind of wider cultural stuff or whether, you know, it's just a TV show and an isolated thing. But judging on how the politics in these countries have gone over the past few years, don't know, maybe there's something in it. Also been watching Killing Eve. So me and my wife been watching that, obviously not with our son, because it's nowhere near suitable. So watching the second season of that on the Netflix, really enjoying that. I just think Villanelle's such a great character. Really, like, this series is particularly dark, really grim, but good storytelling. And lots of dark humour and things like that. So right up my street. So next week then, Punks vs. Zombies, carrying on with that. Really enjoying the story. I'm just going to do probably, you know, aim for three or four more chapters, maybe more, see how it goes. I'll just follow what I need to. I have got in the back of my mind, I need to carry on with Maya's arc in Ravenglass Legends Book 2. So see how that goes. So until next time, cheerio.